Hey guys, welcome to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. This is the arena where we don't wait until we feel ready, we move anyway. Because the truth is, fear shows up every single time you're about to do something that matters. And most people, they stop there. They overthink, they hesitate, they tell themselves not yet, and then they wonder why nothing changes. God did not design you to wait for fear to disappear. He designed you to move through it. So today, let's talk about what fear actually is and what you do when it shows up. Okay, today's guest is Becky Farah. Did I butcher that anyway? I'm like, how do you
Yeah,
say it?
no, that was good.
I literally wrote it down, you guys. She is a speaker who helps people understand fear differently so they can actually move forward. Becky, thank you so much for joining me today. Let's just start here. Take me to a moment where fear showed up strong for you and you had that pull to not move.
So the first time fear really showed up for me goes back to when I was 18. But actually, I did move in the form of I actually quit. So at 18, I was at dance college. I had dreams of being a professional dancer. It was something that I was so excited to be part of. And within 3 months of being there, I was like, I need to get out of here. I need to get out. I need to leave. Because fear shows up for us in lots of different ways. So you actually mentioned like the overthinking and the hesitation. For me at that point, my first experience at that was self-doubt, masses and masses of self-doubt
Yeah.
and comparison. And I just had this constant, I'm not good enough to be here. I'm not good enough to be here in my head. And I stopped. And that started then was the catalyst of the journey that then took me over a number of years. And then fast forward to 2022, I then at this point had my own dance academy. So after being a dance college dropout, I actually established my own academy because I wanted to basically give kids the things that I felt like I didn't have, not just as a dancer, but as humans. And I had this pull towards taking my work that I'd spent a lot of years building in the studio beyond the studio. COVID kind of showed me that it wasn't dance that I loved. It was supporting humans and supporting people.
Wow.
I then felt a pull towards this in 2022, and it took me 3.5 years to navigate the fear to finally close my teaching chapter just in November 2025.
Congrats. I love that you're saying that it how long it took, because this is what I think a lot of people don't understand is that, you get in those moments of fear, so you have this program in your head that's like, you're not good enough, this is scary, all the stuff we tell ourselves and we kind of believe that, it becomes ingrained. And so our response, fear doesn't even feel like it's active in the moment sometimes, because we're just so programmed to want to stay safe that we're just like, da da da, this is just how it is. So just for the audience to understand, you don't wave a magic wand one day and then suddenly you're not afraid. I've been podcasting for 3 years. I still get scared to do stuff. I still get nervous in interviews, and it's that move forward anyway, And what were you telling yourself? Because I mean, what's going to happen if you didn't move? Where would you be? Who would you be right now?
I would still just be doing the same as what I was doing. And I think the thing is that for me, like, I wasn't unhappy doing that. So my pull came actually through meditation. Like, I was at a mastermind and we had to do a visualization and a meditation. And I visualized and meditated on this future that actually at the time I wasn't living.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what to do with that because I had one part of me that was like, fuck,
Yeah.
like, where has this come from to this, to this other point that was like, God, that could be really exciting. Like, that really like excites me to go towards that, coupled with this emotion of like, but how do I get there from where I am now? How does that all work out? And
Yes.
it's that, just these constant, and like you'd mentioned about the things that we tell ourselves, and one of the things that I teach a lot in what I do now is the voice of protection. So anything that's going to keep us doing what we've always done and staying where we've always been, this is the voice of protection. You're
Yeah.
absolutely right. It comes from our beliefs, our conditioning, the things that other people say to us, or experiences that we've had in the past. Because as you say, the brain wants safety, familiarity first. It will always choose those things, which is then now why I say, but then we have the other voice, which is the voice of expansion, which is then that part of me that's like, but I don't, and I wholeheartedly believe this. But if that future wasn't there for mine to like to take, it wouldn't even be in my heart. Like it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't. That's what I believe. And I don't believe just that for myself. I believe that for everybody. When we feel that pull towards something, I genuinely believe that is our soul that is like, this is for you, babe. Like this is what you could be doing. Like, trust it enough to kind of like follow it, you know. So it was then that the voice of expansion is, well, why not me? Why could that not be possible? You know, and I just learned to really hone in and navigate the self-trust. And I think like I have so many conversations with people now, and because we are wired for safety and familiarity, the unknown is just terrifying. Whereas when I say to people, but if we can anchor in on our self-trust, which is, I trust myself to navigate whatever comes next, whatever that might look like, then we can trust ourselves to take that like one step forward.
I love that you're saying one step forward, because that's a place where I see people getting stuck as well. That moment where you're like, what do I do to make this happen? People will get stuck there for a very long time because you overthink it, when it's really just like that one, what's the next right thing you could do? What's the next little thing you can do? And that building your trust, I think that's part of your 3 year experience, is that you have to build that trust with yourself. And it's the little things that we do that I really think go through that. You talk about fear as a doorway. What does that actually mean for someone that's listening in real life? Because I very much agree that if you didn't feel pulled to it, it's not for you. But if you have that inside, like, that's a God-given gift, and that our whole human experience is based on what you can remember in your soul that you came here to do. So I believe with I love what you're saying there.
So, in terms of fear being a doorway, like ultimately, when we step through a doorway, we're going from one place to another. Like, so it could be a doorway, it could be a threshold, it could be over a bridge. And it's, but ultimately, it's about identifying fear as not that stop sign, not that, no, this is not for you. No, you're not capable of doing this. No, you cannot do this, which is what so many people, because the fear's uncomfortable. Like it's not a feeling that we all want to skip around and jump and go, oh, hey, like this feels so good. Like you say, like every time we grow, every time we expand, our body is like, it makes us feel the things that are uncomfortable. So by staying on like the other side of that doorway, like ultimately it's that it's comfortable in the comfort zone. Like, let's stay over here. So to me, when that feeling appears for people, it's like, it's not because you're not capable enough. It's not because you're not talented enough. It's not because that pathway or that vision or whatever is not for you. This is because you're standing on the edge of an opportunity to grow. And are you gonna step through that? And I like the doorway example, I suppose, even more so than like a bridge or a, because it's small. It just is that one little step forward. And that's it. And I think the thing is as well, like I had a conversation earlier on today, and sometimes when it comes to decision making, like overthinking can come up because we put so much emphasis on what that decision like might mean. And so many times the brain will create expectations or it'll create outcomes on the other side of it. And I can honestly say for the first time in my life, I am living my life decision to decision. And I think if we can understand that there are no wrong decisions, there is a decision in the moment that we believe is right. And if we take that step forward, trusting ourselves that we can navigate whatever is on, you know, the opposite side of that decision, then we either take one actual closer step forwards to what we want to achieve or do or be, or we gain experience because we're having a little bit of a detour, but that experience is still supporting the version of ourselves that we need to be to go towards the thing. And I think if we can just like have compassion with ourselves about just just doing the thing. And like, I used to be such a perfectionist. Like, that was another thing that like held. I think that's probably a dance background thing, because from being tiny, dance was all about the details. Make sure, particularly in ballet, make sure that's really precise, make sure that's there, really outcome orientated. And it's taken me a long time to unpick that. And now I'm okay with stuff being completely and utterly imperfect. Like, imperfect action beats like perfect nothingness.
Yeah, I very much agree with that, and I think that's a huge thing that people really do get stuck on is the overthinking and the perfection, and that perfection keeps you safe
Yeah.
because perfection is kind of impossible. But you were
It's a
saying,
sorry, it's another protection mechanism.
yeah.
It's another perfectionism comes into the fear.
Yeah.
Like, if we just convince ourselves we need to be perfect, we spend longer convincing ourselves like that we're not ready. And like,
Yeah.
ready is not a feeling, like ready is a decision.
Yeah.
Like, we just decide and we just gotta go.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I think, you know, it's I have met so many people, which is why I do what I do, because I think just so many people really need to hear this honest conversation about the doorway, for one, because they're miserable, they're uncomfortable, they're unhappy, they're frustrated, their heart and their brain just don't align, and they've made such a monster of what's on the other side of the door that the devil they know is just that safe space for them. And I think if people could just understand and look at it as like not even fear, right? I get to wake up every day and have conversations with people all day long, and it's like an adventure. Like, it's an
Yeah.
adventure. What are we doing with our lives if we're not going on an adventure? And, you know, fear and excitement bring the same things in your body. And if you could flip that little switch to just think like this could be exciting. You know, mundane does get boring. And when you don't feel good, I mean, your body keeps a score. I feel like a lot of people are not feeling good because they're not living their potential. So they just have imprisoned themselves, and you know, the body screams about that. But definitely go through the doorway. What role does identity play in how you think we really respond to fear?
So I think it's about perception, which is kind of what you've just touched on. So ultimately, our identity that we have, like, that's created by the experiences that we've had, the beliefs that we hold, the conditioning that we've all, like, everybody has that. And then it's interrupting. It's learning to interrupt those automatic thought processes and those automatic thought habits. And like, as part of my framework, my F in like my framework to support moving through fear is future self. So like, I gave a really silly example earlier on, and I'm going to give the same example to you now. Like, once upon a time, I couldn't end the day with unanswered emails in my inbox, right? So this is a really silly, but I couldn't. I felt like I'd not completed the day. I felt like things were then like over my head for tomorrow. But I had to then think about, but who do I want to be? I want to be the identity of a person that can have those emails unanswered in that inbox at the end of the day and feel okay with
Understandable.
that. So the F is like, what does the future version of me want? Like, how is she showing up? Who is, how is he thinking? So we start embodying the identity of the person that we want to become, because that's the only way to break all these habits, because the brain loves repetition. So the first few times I left those emails unanswered, like, that wasn't comfortable. But the identity is, who do I want to be? I want to be a person that can leave those in there and be okay with that the next day. And I pick something really small like that, because I say to people, it is often the small, sustainable changes that create the biggest differences in our life. The big leaps that we think that we take, like my big leap of finishing teaching wasn't a, I'm just going to finish teaching. It was a 3.5 year process of small, sustainable steps that I repeated over time that enabled that process to feel more comfortable, to then enable me to take the action of being ready, not necessarily like the feeling. So, the identity is, it's who we are, it's the way that we think, how we're showing up, and deciding whether within that situation, is this identity that I have here, is this a reflection of who I want to be, Or is it just a reflection of the experiences that I've had? So it's just taking that pause to bring self-awareness into it.
I love that so much. And self-awareness kind of is that key because, like, nobody's going to push you through the door. Nobody's going to grab your hand and coddle you. And, you know, I'm sure you would agree, it looks radically messy when someone is becoming a new version of themselves. It's like that, you know, even in dance, two steps forward, three steps back, like where it is definitely a push and a pull. But I think if we can have that perspective of this is an adventure and nothing is going to hurt you, everything is a lesson. Like, just collect the data. Collect the data. When do you think people are getting confused about fear and whether or not they should quit their mission?
Ooh, I think that everything is individual.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be for me to say when someone could feel that because I think that everything is so individually unique to each
Yeah.
individual person because there will be some listeners listening to this that feel fire by this, like because they're a more courageous person and that light that they have inside of them will drive them forward. There'll be other people who don't quite have that evidence, and it
Yeah.
comes back to the evidence, which is why I always say we start with the small things first. Start with the small things that help us to build up the evidence and the self-trust of actually this could be possible. So, like for me, I had a 4+ year dream of opening my own dance studio facility, which I did. So I've had proof already that what I feel inside can come into fruition because I got that and I achieved that. And I remember having a conversation right back in my early 20s when I just sort of had a few classes. I know what I would call my academy, and it was almost like there, and that's what ended up happening. So I think I have quite a bit of a resistance to always say this is how it should look like or this is how it should feel like, because I think with personal development, it's personal. And I think every person is going to feel intuition in a different way. It's going to feel so led in a different way. It's like I'm a super emotional person. So like but I can know now whether I'm feeling emotion because I'm like releasing and letting go and like shredding an identity, or I'm feeling emotional because it's like, God, my soul is feeling this. Like, this is where I'm meant to be going because my soul feels it. Like, I've learned to figure that out on my own. There's no one else, I don't believe. I believe we can be guided along the way, but it's about tuning into our inner self, our inner knowing, and finding our own way, because I believe that that would look different for each
For
individual
everyone.
person.
Absolutely. Why do you think people are really just getting stuck in that overthinking instead of taking that action? Because I mean, we've talked about that since the beginning of the show, just taking that one next step. But like, I could think of hundreds of people in this moment right now that are not taking a step.
I think a lot of it can be like, I think we're conditioned to be outcome orientated. So I think, again, it's but what if it's the wrong step? Like, what if it's the wrong thing? What if I fail? Like, so it just goes back to the what ifs in the negative. Rather than, I say to so many people, the success is in the decision. So regardless of what happens on the other side, if we can be proud of making the decision and making the move. And like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying to somebody like, oh, just go and like, jack your job in. Like, it's that this is not what we're saying. We have to start small with something, but it's trusting ourselves to just take a small step towards the direction that we want to have. And there will be people that are listening to this that are looping round on a thing, and they know the thing, but the only person that can take that step and take that action is them. But I just think it's because we are so ingrained for safety and familiarity. And something as well, even so, the fear can also not just turn up beforehand. sometimes we can like make a decision to do something and then we do it, and then the fear comes up after as well. Like my friend was speaking to me, you know, she spoke up in a work meeting a few weeks ago, again, really small example, and she was like, it felt like the right thing at the time, but then afterwards, because she's done something different, her brain was, what are they going to think of you now you've spoke up in that meeting? Oh,
Oh, they're
so sometimes
talking.
it can come after as well, and it's just coming back to, but is this action going to take me closer towards the direction that I want to go in? And if somebody at the moment is too scared to move out of where they're at towards where they're going, the only person that can make that decision is them. And I do believe in divine timing as well. I do believe that if they sit there long enough and it's really for them, the universe will give them a real fucking kick. Because
It's
and for
exactly.
me, it was just a job that I would loved for so long just became, it became heavy. And in the end, I just concluded that I was like, it doesn't matter what change I try and go through, what I put into place, it's not gonna fit,
No.
because my soul is going, baby, you've done
You're
here.
out.
We've ticked this off. Like, the just move, please just move. And it's again, and I am free falling right now. Like, I'm not saying, you know,
I
I left my
love
job in
it.
November and all of a sudden I've got everything mapped out. I do not have it all mapped out. But what I can say from experience is it's almost like it's needed uncertainty in my externals. I've never felt as internally peaceful and contented and fulfilled, because right now it's almost like, but that's the only thing I have. I only have myself. So I've created through this massive uncertainty, diving into the unknown with no plan. Like, I've got a really big future vision, but right now I'm literally fucking winging it, like day by day, step by step. But in terms of how I feel in myself, that has enabled me to connect with myself so much, because now it is like I've got to tune into my heart space. And there's so many people that are saying to me, like, what's your strategy? And I'm like, what my heart says. Like, if my heart is saying yeah, then I'll tiptoe towards it. If my heart's going, oh, I'm not sure, then I do stop. Because I do think on the journey as well, whilst we've talked about moving, I am a big advocate for what I call an intentional pause. Because while we're upgrading and growing, like, the nervous system then needs chance. It's like I always refer to it like a phone, like an iOS upgrade. Like, when we're growing, like, we just sometimes need to pause. The bit like when our phone is doing an iOS update, we have to leave it. So we have to give ourselves chance to integrate as well
I
as
love that
we're
you're
moving.
using that because the nervous, that's so important for the nervous system. Because if you look at someone who is like on a weight loss journey, right, there is a place where they're going to plateau because their body has to recalibrate to the new weight. And it's the same thing internally. Like you're making new decisions, you're becoming someone new. I mean, we're free falling, and I totally get you of that, like just fucking winging it. Like I, you know, it's. But that's the fun, that's the excitement part of it. But I very much agree with you that the nervous system does just need that quiet sometimes. And I, you know, it's taken experience. Becky, if you would have told me, you know, a year ago, hey, Brandon, that silence is really going to benefit you, I'd have been like, fuck off, I'm screwed right now. I don't know what I'm doing next. And I'm sitting in this, I can't move, I'm paralyzed. I'm like, I don't really know what the hell to do. I know what I'm called to do. I just, you know, none of that. If you would have told me that a year ago, I'd have been like, yeah, you're full of shit. But now looking back, I'm like, thank God I that happened, that there was a pause and that the world was silent because I recalibrated.
And I think that's it. Like, recently someone said to me, like, we can only join the dots going backwards. And it's true. And that's why there will be certain people that listen to this that feel it in a certain way, because their soul is on that cusp, and that's where they're at right now in their journey. And like you say, there'll be some people that just, this is not quite right. But it's just, I would say, but just yet, based on like where they are. And that's why, you know, that's why I don't believe in forcing, you know, self leadership, which is, you know, so my identity work comes in with the self leadership. I do not believe in forcing past fear. That's not what I'm saying. It's about making that aligned decision. So, like, my framework is like, who is the future version of me? Like, what am I doing? Who am I becoming? What am I achieving? The E is expansion capacity. So the expansion capacity is where we get to kind of we grips with all of those feelings. That's where the nervous system comes in. That's where our mindset comes in, and we identify that we feel the fear, but we've got to understand why. And it might be because it's not the right time, and that's also okay. Then we have the aligned action that you mentioned earlier on, which is the A. And then the R is reinforcing identity, because I went back to the brain loves repetition. So the more we repeat things and reflect things, we strengthen and stabilize, which is like what you said, that recalibration, that bit of identity there. And then when we're ready to upgrade and up level again, we can go back to the beginning of the framework and start all over again. But I think the main thing is just for people to understand, like when I was back at Dance College and I was experiencing so much self-doubt and so much comparison, and this fear in me of like, I'm not good enough to be here, no one had ever explained to me or showed me that it's like, actually, we're just growing. You're just growing. You're just in an environment. And it's how, what meaning we attach to something, our understanding of it, that can really obviously support whether we choose. Like my favorite saying is like, we can have fears and still be fearless.
It takes
You
that
know?
courage. I love that so much. Where can people get resourced with you, Becky?
Instagram. So I'm Becky Farrow One on Instagram, and I've got free journal prompts and meditations if anyone wanted them, because it is a process. And a lot of things on my socials is supporting people through all of this, feeling the fear, what happens with the body, the aligned action, the reinforcing the identity. And it may well be that people just they just watch and see my content, and it may well be a year from now. It might be another 3 years, 3.5 years for them, you know. But it's, for me, it's tuning in and listening, getting to know yourself and embodying the identity of who you really want to be, and not being fearful of leaving behind the version of you that you've always known, but that might just be a little bit too safe now.
I love that. You have really captured, just the essence of what I want this show to be and to represent, where, you didn't come in here with a bunch of bullshit, like it's super easy, this is all you have to do, sign up for my course. You're like, no, it's real. And that's what I love, because we're all in the arena and that's what makes this relatable. So, Becky, you're speaking to my audience today. And this is the part of the show where I get to tell you what I think makes you special. And it's not just that you talk about fear, it's that you don't treat it like it's something to avoid. You've learned how to
No.
move with it, to make decisions in it, and to lead yourself through it. And now the fact that you're helping other people stop waiting and start becoming. We need more people like you. I think this is incredibly powerful. I think this is how we become the change makers of the world. I think this makes you incredibly special. And to everyone listening, you're not stuck. You're just scared. Like, let's just call it what it is. Just say it out loud. And that's okay. We all started there. Okay, but you don't stay there. You were not designed, God did not design you to wait your whole life to feel ready. He designed you to move, to be bold, to be decisive. And please remember that your mess is your message. Even the fear, even the hesitation, even the moments you almost didn't go, just like Becky's story, that 3 year period, that's where the growth comes from. That's where we learn the most. That's where we calibrate the most. That's how we really tune in to who we're meant to become. If this episode spoke to you, I need you to share this out, because there is someone who needs Becky's framework and they won't get it unless you share it. So please do not be selfish today. Just give it a quick share. Make sure you guys leave a review. You guys know I'm a fan of the stars. I think they're cute, but a written review is how we get up in the algorithm so that Becky's mission can be shared out. Okay. And if you guys are ready for the hot seat, come tell me why you're special. Becky, this was perfect. Thank you so much for speaking life into my show today. So great meeting you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Now, can I pause the show, y'all?